Hello, thank you for contacting customer service. This is Scott. How may I assist you?
Yeah, Scott, I wanted to check about a charge that I have on my credit card. Could you tell me what company this is?
We're a third-party call center. We service hundreds of merchants and thousands
Oh,
of products.
that's great. Okay, well, let me give you what it says here. It says purchase Pure 8550. Well, that's y'all's telephone number. Purchase Pure. What in the world is that?
Can I get your first and last name, please?
Linda Lowry, Lowery. But I don't remember purchasing anything.
And can I get you to confirm your address for security purposes, please?
Yes, 5404 Susanna Drive, Bossier City, Louisiana, 71112.
Thank you. I'm waiting for it to load in the billing information, transaction information. I have a question. Are you related to Witt?
Witt? No, mm-hmm. I don't know a Witt.
No. Okay. So I
you
see...
have a Witt. You have a Witt on there?
Oh no, someone famous. He does music.
Oh, you know a Witt?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And so I do see the transaction information just came through, and I see that you had placed an order to win a cookware.
No, I didn't.
And so with that, you would have had 4 days to cancel. Had you not canceled, you would have been enrolled into our discount membership club.
Yeah, they did that because I got a $67.32 charge, but I didn't order any cookware or anything like that. So, and, you know, that I would have had no reason to call in and cancel something that I didn't order.
I do understand. So what I can do is I can cancel this, but as I work on that, I'd like to give you some information about what the Discount Membership Club offers. It offers a chance to win items monthly. People do win those items. It's not guaranteed, so they also issue a $125 voucher for their online discount shopping store sent directly to your email. Are you sure you're interested in canceling?
Yes, because I don't shop online at all, and I'm almost 80 years old, so I don't order anything, you know, like that. I'm on disability, so there's nothing that I don't, I mean, I've got plenty of cookware, so I didn't order any cookware. I don't know who could have got my card because I just now, within the last month, got a new card because I had trouble with the old card. And so, you know, I'll have to call, I guess, Sam's Club and let them know so they can do it under fraud thing. They usually notify me for fraud protection, but I guess this one slipped through the cracks somehow or another.
I'd be able to issue you a 35% refund as a courtesy.
Oh, no. I need this whole thing taken off, Scott, because I didn't order this. I mean, I don't know who could have ordered it, but I didn't order it. I mean, like I said, I don't even need any cookware. I don't cook that much anyway. And like I said, I'm nearly 80 years old, and I mean, I'm on a set income. I'll just have to turn this over to fraud and let them take care of it because, I've got to have that off of there because I'm going to go over my limit on there because I have a very short or very low limit that I keep on there. And it's going to put me over and put me into a higher bracket, and I can't afford that.
I do understand. I can offer you a 50% refund.
No, I need it all taken off, Scott, because I didn't order this. I don't know how it got ordered, but I did not order this.
And so I'm going to issue you a 100% refund as requested.
Oh, well, I appreciate it very much. Would that be for the $67.32 and the $574?
The 574 is an entry to win a product. I'm unable to issue that refund.
Yeah, see, I didn't try to win a product because, like I said, I really don't need anything. I got so much stuff here they're doing an estate sale to try to get rid of some of it. Will I get like a confirmation in my email or something?
I'm working on that right now.
Oh, okay. I guess I need to go in and change my email if that's how it got put on my card. But I never give my card number out, you know, to anybody. And I don't use anything online. I don't buy anything online or from the TV. Because there's just too much scamming stuff going on.
Okay, I'm just about done. I appreciate your patience and understanding.
Oh, that's fine. I'm laying down right now because I don't feel good. I've had blood clots in my lungs twice. And so I've been homebound since, about 2 years now. Because my pulmonologist don't want me out around anybody because he said I'm too susceptible to catching. And if I got COVID, he said I would die. And I'm like, okay, that's pretty clear. I don't think I'll be going out around nobody.
Okay, so you are canceled, and I have submitted that refund. That refund's going to take 3 to 5 business days to enter your account, as well as I do have that confirmation code confirming your cancellation. It'll also be sent to your email.
Okay, can you go ahead and give it to me, and I'll put it on here?
Yes, ma'am. Are you ready to write it down?
Yes, I am.
C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
2-6-1-0-4-7-9-9-3.
Thank you for going slow like that, because most of them rattle it off, and I'm like, I don't have enough numbers here. So can I repeat it back to you to make sure I did it right?
Of course, yes, ma'am.
C is in Charlie, 2-6-1-0. 4-7-9-9-3.
That is correct. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Very good. Well, thank you. And that you said 5 to 7 business days or 7 to 10?
3 to 5 business days.
Oh, I'm sorry. I see. I didn't even have that right. Okay. For it to show back up on my bill.
To go right back to your account. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Thank you so very much, Scott. I appreciate it so much. And I don't know who is using my I'm so messed up now I can't even think my email address. So I'm just gonna have to go in. I'm gonna just change it out. But I'll wait till I get this confirmation, and then I'm just gonna change it out to something else, because this has happened to me about 4 times this year alone. And I don't know, and it's not the same card. It'll be a different card or you know, something like that. But thank goodness I don't have my checking account thing, because I would be in trouble, because I just live on one check a month, and that's it. And as you probably know, I don't know how much money you make, but it's not enough to get by on. Where do you live at?
Alabama.
Alabama? So how's things up there?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. Well, COVID is on the rise again down here. That new Omicron 5 something, Omicron 5, and it's on the rise. But they said it's affecting babies and children real bad. But they're starting to have hospitalizations again. So my pulmonologist, I haven't stopped wearing a mask since the pandemic hit. So I guess that's going to be my new addition to my clothing.
Yeah, it's your new fashion statement. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm sure you rock it.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I do, too. When people see me at church, you know, and I know people think that I'm the one that's sick, but it's not. I'm trying to keep from getting sick.
Oh, yeah, so, I totally understand.
Yeah, because he told me at first, he wouldn't let me go back at first. He said, when I first got the blood clots and all, and then COVID hit, and he just told me, he said, Linda, that's between you and God, but he said, I'm telling you right now, if you catch COVID, you will die. I mean, there wasn't no ifs, ands, and buts about it. And I've already been on a ventilator for 8 days one time, and I don't want to go there again.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. You have my condolences.
Oh, well,
I wish
you
all
so
the
much.
Best. Thank you for contacting customer service. Have a great day.
Okay. Well, you have a blessing, Scott. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.